His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Well, the storm has come and it will go. Papagano's official tri-state forecast has us for snow, sleet, and rain tapering off into the afternoon. It'll become gusty with winds 25 to 30 miles an hour and temperatures 35 to 40. Showers end tonight, partly cloudy, windy, low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and windy, low 30s. Increasing clouds Wednesday, mid 30s. Thursday, scattered snow showers, otherwise partly cloudy, 25 to 30. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast in just a few minutes. Before an audience of about 70 people on Zoom, State Representative Maria Horn of Salisbury announced her intention to run for a third term in the 64th House District, originally scheduled to be an outdoor event on the lawn of the White Hart Inn. Horn said the frigid temperatures on Saturday and the sheet of ice on the lawn caused her to move it to a virtual session. The district is the largest in the state, covering 9 towns. It was changed for 2022, now including Washington, Connecticut, and all of Goshen, when in the past it only covered half. It will no longer have a portion of Torrington. She said the difference from 2 years ago is there is now a vaccine. She expressed pride that 82% of Connecticut's population has received one injection and 73% are fully vaccinated. She also talked about how the pandemic has shown the inadequacies of broadband in Northwest Corner and how funds are now being allotted for that initiative. Priorities of Kent residents are known after the town survey, and a story in this weekend's Republican American. Helping the Kent Volunteer Fire Department is high on the list of priorities of the 170 people who have responded so far to the Kent American Rescue Plan Act Needs Assessment Committee survey. Kent has been allocated $821,000 in federal coronavirus funds. Committee members reviewed the preliminary results, said both the Kent Volunteer Fire Department and funding of high-speed internet for homes and businesses were tied at the top for strong support from 45% respondents. However, when the strong support and support categories were combined, the fire department clearly topped the list with over 75%. In New York, schools no longer have to do formal contact tracing when students or staff have COVID or exposed to someone else who does. They do, however, need to have a mechanism for alerting parents and guardians of students who could have been exposed to the virus. Quote, schools should at least notify parents and guardians of affected students, end quote. That according to a New York State Department of Health questionnaire that was released last week. County health departments across the state are now shaping policies and best practices with their school districts. The state has given local health departments authority to coordinate and set any additional guidelines for school districts within their jurisdictions. Out of Great Barrington, the developer of the building that houses a Berkshire Food Co-op has not followed through on an agreement with the town to upgrade a nearby ball field and is late on paying back hundreds of thousands of dollars in loans. Lenox-based Benchmark Development did not make the improvements to the neighboring Memorial Park ball field, as the agreement with the town board stated, according to the town manager. Benchmark said it would install a new backstop dugouts and baseline fence area at the ball field in exchange for using the field's road access to a lot where it plans to build a second condominium building. That work was supposed to be done by December 1st. Benchmark also failed to pay back $500,000 in loans from Berkshire Regional Planning Commission Brownfields program that it used to help clean up some of the contaminated property, according to the BRPC's executive director. Now, in response to both those situations, Benchmark co-principal Mike Charles said in an email to the Eagle, the Berkshire Eagle, the information is inaccurate in both the terms of characterization and details, end quote. So meetings coming up in our area this week. Coming up tomorrow, the Board of Education meets in Sharon at 4:30, Sharon Housing Authority at 5 tomorrow. On Wednesday, the Conservation Commission at 6:30, and then the American Rescue Plan Act meets January 24th at 4:30. In Salisbury today, the Town Hall and Transfer Station are closed. Coming up tomorrow, Planning and Zoning Commission has a 5:30 meeting. Wednesday, Salisbury Economic Development Commission has a meeting at 5:30. And on Friday the 21st, Salisbury Affordable Housing Committee has a meeting. In North Canaan, coming up today, the town hall is closed, of course, for the holiday. They do have a ZBA meeting coming up on January 26th, and on January 27th, Inland Wetland Monthly Meeting at 7. The Planning Board agenda in Hillsdale, New York, has a meeting coming up tonight. Site plan reviews, new applications, and more. Information is available at their website. Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting tomorrow at 6:30, a Zoom meeting. You can join by phone. All the information is available on their website for Region 1. Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting coming up on Wednesday at 7 p.m., a virtual meeting to participate. You can join the Zoom meeting. That information is available on their website. In Falls Village, upcoming meetings and event not till January 27th. The P&Z regular meeting will happen at 7 p.m. In Kent, the Historic District Commission has their regular meeting. That regular meeting is coming up tomorrow. Also, the Park and Rec Commission has a special meeting tomorrow at 6:30. And the Board of Finance on Wednesday has their meeting at 6 p.m. Village of Millerton, if you remember, the workshop meeting was canceled January 10th. The regular meeting will be held tomorrow at 6 p.m., changed due to the holiday. Dover Town Board has a special meeting coming up tomorrow at Dover Plains. The Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 14 May. Town of Northeast Zoning Appeals has their meeting in the annex of the library in Northeast Millerton Library, 20 Century Boulevard in Millerton, New York, on Thursday. That takes place. A hearing will be held on the application of Jackson Wanders and Nera Cruz, owners of a tax parcel, for an area variance in order to erect a fence on a side property line. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, a terrific menu featuring tapas items, specials every day. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. It's a holiday, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 35,911.81. The NASDAQ at 14,893.75, and the S&P 500 at 4,662.85. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.